Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant in Door County is famous in part for having goats grazing on its sod roof. The goats haven't made an appearance yet this year, but that's about to change with the roofing of the Goats Parade this Saturday. Starting at 10:30 in the morning, the goats will make their way down Highway 42 in Sister Bay. Lars Johnson is the co-owner of Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant. Lars, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. Good afternoon.
Well, this will be the sixth goat parade, as I understand it, but the goats have been around a lot longer up on the roof. How, Lars, did goats end up on the roof of this restaurant?
Well, it's really a great story. In 1973, when my parents traveled to Scandinavia to bring the log buildings back to Door County, when they built the building here in Sister Bay, one of my dad's best friends, the first structure that actually had sod on it, or grass on it, if you will, was our sign. And one of my dad's best friends was always playing a practical joke on him, and he would always show up with an animal. Well, that particular day, he decided to put a billy goat on the top of the sign, which was the very first goat that appeared on a roof in downtown Sister Bay.
And now goats on the roof are a regular thing, especially in the summer. And they just hang out up there and graze?
They really have the best of both worlds. Most farm animals never leave their pasture their entire lifetime. And we have a great Wisconsin classic red barn about a mile away from the restaurant where the goats live during the 12 months out of the year. And every morning we load up what we call the goat truck, and then we bring them into Sister Bay, and we have a ramp for them, and they run right up on the roof, and they never appear on the roof if it's raining or too hot. So we're very careful about making sure that the conditions are just perfect for the goats.
And I was looking at the goat cam earlier today and wondering why there weren't goats there. Well, of course, that you haven't started putting them up there yet this year.
Well, we officially put them up on Saturday morning at 10:30. The parade starts, and then they'll officially appear on the roof. We have made a couple of trial runs already this year, so we know that the leaders of the herd know what they're doing, and so they're ready to go. So we're not in for any surprises.
Talking to Lars Johnson from Al Johnson's Swedish Restaurant, previewing the roofing of the Goats Parade this weekend in Sister Bay. All right, it's one thing to have goats on the roof. It's another to take goats on parade. How did that get started?
Well, I think everybody always asks, when will the goats appear? And our marketing team decided that we could go ahead and we should try a goat parade. There's been, and I think some of my management staff has compared it to the running of the bulls. And the first year we did it, we kind of got rained out. Well, it turned into just a couple of goats to other people in the area bringing their goats. And so all goats are welcome. Just as long as they behave themselves, and we usually have anywhere from 40 to 50 or more goats that will appear on the morning of the parade.
I don't know a lot about goats, but my understanding of their personality is that they're kind of stubborn. Is it sometimes difficult to get a bunch of goats all walking in the same direction?
I don't know where that ever started, but I.
Oh, really?
But goats in itself, they're very social animals, and they're very friendly. We prefer Nubian goats. They're the goats that have the floppy ears, and I also like fainting goats. They're very docile, and when they're very young, they faint a lot. They're almost like a possum, if you will. But as they age, they don't faint as often. And then we use a lot of pygmy goats as well. Over the years, I've participated with a lot of goat rescue people in the Midwest, and a lot of times it's very easy to find goats that people no longer want. And so we do take goats into our barn, and we've turned ourselves into somewhat of a sanctuary sometimes as well.
And you welcome goats in the parade. You welcome dogs at a lot of things in the community. This is maybe one place where people, if I have this right, should not bring the dogs along.
Well, we try to discourage that. For the most part, dogs are very, very interested in the goats as much as the goats are interested in them. However, there are times that, especially with the goats having horns, that we don't want any fights to start, and we certainly don't want any harm to come to the goats or to the dogs.
This is an unusual event, even for Wisconsin. Are people in the Sister Bay area really getting into this parade?
Yeah, it's really turned into a Door County event, not only just a Sister Bay event. People have been contacting us for many, many months trying to make plans, and I know hotel reservations. People plan their vacation sometimes around this particular weekend, and as long as Mother Nature cooperates, we should have a marvelous day on Saturday morning.
And the parade now is followed by the third annual Goat Fest. What happens there?
Yeah, well, we brought another building over from Scandinavia, and we have an adjacent building next to our restaurant, and the technical name of the building is called Stabur. And it's our Scandinavian beer pub, and it's an outdoor beer pub, and it has a traditional grass roof, and we'll have live bands and lots of arts and crafts for kids. We'll have a pancake eating contest, so it'll be just a real fun day for families to have a great time in downtown Sister Bay.
And I'll say people online are really into goats lately, and I hear that Door County is having kind of a goat boom. A lot more people are raising goats there. Why is that?
Yeah, I think the reason why that happened about 15 years ago or so, when we had a downturn in the economy, I think Wisconsin has, I've been told by UW, the UW Ag Department, that Wisconsin may have the most registered goat dairy farms in the United States. I think a lot of people got into raising goats and sheep during the downturn in the economy, and they've stayed with it. And here in Door County, I know that it's really taken off. There's some really fantastic places that make some great goat cheeses, even here in the Sister Bay area. The Creamery, for instance, they're right up the road from us. His herd has really exploded. And I know it's a full-time job, 24/7 milking goats. And so all the different kinds of goat cheese and goat milk has really exploded here in Door County.
We'll leave it there. Lars, thanks for joining us. Have fun and good luck with the weather.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
That's Lars Johnson, co-owner of Al Johnson's Swedish Restaurant in Sister Bay. This Saturday, it's the 6th annual Roofing of the Goats Parade. It begins at 10:30 a.m., followed by Goat Fest starting at noon. And I stand corrected. I will no longer call goats stubborn. Lesson learned.